BBC News with Marion Marshall. A suicide bomber has blown himself up inside a busy cafe in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. At least 37 people have died and more than 50 are injured. Simon Ponsford reports.
The bomb exploded in a tea shop popular with young Iraqis in the mainly Shia district of Amil. The BBC's Haddad Saleh, who's in Baghdad, said it was a particularly cold-blooded attack.
The suicide bomber was carrying two bags and he managed to get into that tea shop with young people playing backgammon, drinking tea and smoking shisha.
Distressed relatives have been gathering outside the hospital where survivors are being treated. The tea shop attack marks another grim day for Iraq, where the level of violence is at its worst for 5 years. Earlier in the day, suicide bombers attacked police, army and government buildings in the town of Rawa and the home of a senior police officer in Samarra.
The Afghan authorities say an army special forces commander in eastern Kunar province has defected to an insurgent group, taking his unit's guns and other equipment with him. Anbarasan Etirajan reports.
The Afghan Special Forces commander in Kunar province, Monsif Khan, gave leave to all his soldiers during the Eid religious festival and then escaped with his team's guns, night vision goggles, binoculars and a Humvee truck. Officials say Mr. Khan is the first Special Forces commander to switch sides, joining the Hezb-e-Islami organization, which carries out attacks on the Afghan government and NATO-led forces. Security forces have launched a manhunt for the missing commander and tribal elders have promised to help.
The widow of former President Tito of Yugoslavia, Jovanka Broz, has died in Belgrade at the age of 88. After marrying President Tito in 1952, she travelled the world as Yugoslavia's glamorous first lady. From Belgrade, here's Guy Delorni.
As a teenager, Jovanka Budisavljevic volunteered for the communist partisans, fighting the Nazi occupation of Yugoslavia. That's where she first caught Tito's eye, and not just for her skills as a sharpshooter.